WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the Magic Radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember, as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online. Online at garfields.net.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Yay! It's Friday! We're in the Magic Radio Room. Good evening and welcome to Talk to Santa. I'm your host, Ann Blugis. I have got a lively bunch here tonight. Big group of boys and girls that have lots to tell Santa Claus. Don't you, gang?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. She's shaking her legs in excitement. This is the best time, isn't it? You get to talk to Santa and the elves. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you been thinking about that all day long, what you're going to tell Santa Claus?
Yes.
Yeah, I love talking to Santa every night.
In that microphone?
Yeah, this is the microphone. And you know what, my friend? This is how we will connect to the North Pole. This is the Magic Radio Room, and this is the Magic Microphone. But in order to get Santa's attention, because he's very busy, 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 the elves are all in the workshop, they're working hard to make you toys, we got to use our voices, and this is the chance that you get to yell a little bit, even though we're inside, because we have to get Santa's attention. So, are you set? Well, I'm going to count to three, and we're going to try that very special song that we just practiced before our listeners tuned in. It's a surprise for them, too. That's right. And remember, what do we have to do? You got to dance. Okay, but I think first, clear your throats.
Everybody, clear your throats. Get ready.
I think all the lungs are powered up and ready to go. Okay, ready? Now, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa. Come on, guys.
Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa, Santa.
Santa, Santa, Santa.
You did it! You did it! Yes! Congratulations! Let's listen. Oh, I hear some very good new elves.
You know, Miss Santa and the kids are always talking about the great treats they're going to leave for Santa and me, and it always makes me hungry. Wonder what it would be like to have my own cooking show. Hello, and welcome to Cookie Baking with Emma. On today's show, we are going to try and solve the age-old problem of Santa eats too many cookies and not enough vegetables. Mrs. Claus has given me the responsibility to try and find a way to incorporate more of the healthy vegetables you're supposed to eat every day into Santa Claus's diet, because all he eats is milk and cookies. And that just won't do. He needs his strength to be able to fly all around the world in one night. So, let's see. I've got my eggs, and my flour, and my carrots, and my celery, and there's some broccoli to make it look like chocolate chips, of course, and just a little bit of sugar just to make them sweet. I hope this turns out okay. I'm going to experiment. Mrs. Claus told me to mix the dry ingredients all together first. So we got the flour. Okay, now we'll add the sugar. Well, that wasn't so bad. Now the eggs. And now that we have a nice batter, at least it kind of looks like batter. Or maybe it just needs the carrots and the broccoli and the celery. Now to chop them up. And now that our vegetables are properly chopped, now we will add them to our round cookie batter. And we'll put them in the oven until my timer goes off. All finished! These don't look very good. I didn't forget anything, did I? I followed the recipe. Oh, silly me. I forgot. I need to add a little elf magic. That's what makes them taste so good. They still don't look very good. But looks could be deceiving. Don't judge a cookie by its cover, I always say. Or something like that. Now I'll serve it with some hot cocoa, and we should be ready to go. Now for the taste test. Time for me to go to talk to Miss Anne and the kids, so I'll give Santa some of the cookies to try. I think Mrs. Claus will be proud of me. The red light's blinking. Santa, I made you some cookies. Want to try some?
My goodness. Oh, what is that? Is that a cookie?
It is. It's a brand new recipe. Will you try one?
Oh, my goodness. I certainly will, because you're such a good cookie maker.
Here you go.
I'd love to. Oh, help. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's chewy on this side, and that looked, I thought it was a chocolate chip. It's a bit of broccoli.
Yeah!
It's kind of sweet and kind. It's very, very good.
All right!
But don't try this at home, boys and girls.
Hello, Missy! How are you?
Hello! I'm wishing I could take a bite of one of those yummy cookies, Emma.
Yeah!
Ooh, maybe we'll load one in the sleigh and bring it down to your house. We'll probably still have a couple left.
I'm thinking you'll have quite a bit left, Santa Claus.
Oh,
hey!
Well, no, Emma, I love broccoli and celery. Never tasted it in a cookie, though. But, hey, I'm game. I'll take one for the team.
Don't judge a cookie by its cover, Miss
Anne. That's right. You're a good little baker. I know that. Well, Santa Claus, how are you today?
Oh, my goodness. As I always tell you, around this time we are so busy. Only a couple of weeks before Christmas, and oh my, we have so many orders to fill, but we're having a ball here at the North Pole.
Well, we're so glad, Santa Claus. I mean, it's Friday night here and there, and I know that doesn't mean a whole lot to you and Emma and the elves because you have to work all weekend, but we're very excited that you're going to take a little time tonight, sit back, put those boots up on your desk, and have some fun with us. We have a rowdy bunch here, Santa.
Oh, old Santa Claus can't wait.
Hey, Santa, before we start, can we take a quick minute, you and Emma, and join me in wishing my beautiful niece, Jamie, who's away living in Massachusetts now, a very happy birthday.
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
Jamie.
I gave him a solo.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Christmas. And Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Thank you, Santa and Emma. I know that Jamie will not forget this special birthday song. I love you, sweetheart. I wish I could see you tonight. I hope all your birthday wishes come true.
I'm afraid it's going to haunt Jamie's dreams tonight.
It might. Nightmare, Santa.
It might, Santa Claus, but thank you so much. That was very special. Well, Santa and Emma, she is so excited to talk to you when we come back. Our first guest tonight will be the lovely Riley. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Foster's to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there rose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter. When what to your wondering eyes should appear, but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Fossifal Strollers here." Dan whistled and shouted, and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphire, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tools." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all from Foss Jewelers." That's right,
Foss Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Sales Grove and online at FossJewelers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Here we go. Welcome back to Talk to Santa. My first guest tonight, and she is dressed in the most beautiful Christmas outfit, is a lovely Miss Riley. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
It's so nice to have you back here in the magic radio room. Emma, it's a Friday night fashion update.
I need a fashion update. I heard dresses.
Oh, boy. From head to toe, you got to tell her.
I have sparkles on my dress.
Right off at the beginning of the show, and Emma's going wild.
I told you, Riley. Emma, she's got a beautiful Christmas bow in her hair. Santa, she's got awesome Christmas socks on. I mean, she should be on top of a Christmas tree. Could we put you on top of the tree?
No.
No.
That would be itchy.
That would be itchy. Emma's right, right? I'd rather you sit here and we get to talk to Santa. So, Santa Claus, we are talking to a gymnast, a violinist. You tell Santa Claus all the special stuff you're doing.
Whenever I do gymnastics, sometimes I fall down whenever I'm doing my handstands.
Oh. Oops! Emma, can you relate to this problem with gymnastics?
Did
you
hear that? Falling down all of the time.
Yes.
All of the time.
Falling down all the time.
All the time. But you know what you have to do, Riley? You have to get back up and do it again.
That's what I've been doing.
Good!
That's the way to go, Riley.
Just keep on practicing. You'll get there. Did you say you had gymnastics tonight?
Yes.
You did.
And so how long have you been playing the violin? Did you just start taking lessons?
I started whenever my brother did not want to do it.
Oh, so
6 months. Wow, I bet you're getting good. Do you like practicing?
Yes.
Yes.
Next year, you have to bring your violin to the Magic Radio Room. Santa, wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, my goodness. Maybe we could get a little band together here.
Riley, make sure you do that. That would be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be fun, Riley? Playing music with Santa and Emma? It would be a little group, right?
Yes.
You could play and I could sing.
And I'll try not to.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Emma's got a beautiful voice. That would be, I think we'd draw a crowd. What do you say, Emma?
We're going to start a band.
I think we are. We're taking this on the road, Riley. So, Riley, now, I know I'm a little jealous, and Santa and Emma will be a little jealous. Where did you just come back from vacation?
Disney?
Oh, that place is so Mickey Mouse.
Riley, who is your favorite Disney character?
Daisy.
Daisy.
And Minnie.
And Minnie. Two sassy ladies.
Two sassy ladies are your favorite. Did you get to see the parade?
No.
What all did you? What was your favorite ride there? Can you remember?
The Goofy ride.
The Goofy ride.
Santa, is Isn't that one of your favorite rides?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Love the Goofy ride. Oh,
yuck. That's what he does. Oh, yuck.
Hey, what was that, Emma?
Oh, yuck. That makes a funny noise.
Did the ride make that noise?
No.
Oh, I tried.
Well, I love Disney. I'm so glad you had a good time. Did you have really nice weather?
Sometimes, sometimes not.
Oh, that's Florida for you.
It was a rainy and chilly. Kind of sounds like central Pennsylvania right now, Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness, Florida is very cold even now.
Well, we're glad that you're back and you're here on the Magic Radio with us. So can you tell Santa Claus, how old are you now, honey?
7.
What grade are you in?
1st grade.
1st grade, wow. So I know the boys and girls tell me that that's a big, big difference from kindergarten because you get homework, right?
Yes, lots of homework.
Santa and Emma, you can just judge what her face looked like when she said that.
I can hear it in her voice.
Yep, the shoulders came hunching forward, not as happy as when she talked about Disney.
Homework.
Well, but do you try?
It's such a good thing to do, Riley. Make sure you get your homework done.
Santa likes to hear good reports. Are you studying hard and getting good report cards?
Yes.
That's what Ralph told us.
Riley?
How did they know that? Because I'm an elf. Who do you think sent Ralph down to see you?
Not only is Emma just an elf, she is the elf in charge of everything.
It's true.
On the radio.
What's that?
She was listening to Talk to Santa the other night, Emma. She was listening to us chat, and she heard about your big promotion.
Oh, she heard about my promotion to super duper boss of everything.
Tell her say congratulations.
That's a goofy ride for sure. You're very busy, aren't you, Emma?
Yes, very, very busy.
But she still took the time to send Ralph to your house. I gotta ask you, did you see Ralph today? Where was he hiding?
In the box of sugar on the counter. And then my dad got really mad because the elf moved it up there. And my sister asked him to be back.
Oh, he was trying to hoard all the sugar for himself.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I see how it is. He must have been hungry.
He must have been.
You elves surely have a sweet tooth, Emma.
We eat a lot.
It sounds like to me, Riley, most of the elves that the boys and girls tell me are at their house, at their houses, they hang out in the kitchen.
They do a lot.
Are you missing a lot of cookies and other stuff?
No.
No.
Most of what Mrs. Claus's job is to keep us out of the kitchen snacking.
They will snack all day long, all night long. Right, Emma?
All day, all night.
If you let them. Speaking of snacks, Riley, have you started thinking about, like, are you going to help bake some cookies and leave some good, yummy stuff for Santa and the elves?
Yes.
Like what? What's your favorite cookie?
My favorite cookie is a Santa cookie.
A Santa cookie?
Well, that's really nice. Thank you, Riley.
You are very popular this year in the realm of cookies, Santa Claus.
I do love cookies.
Lots of boys and girls tell me that's their favorite cookie, the sugar cookie shaped like Santa Claus. Are you going to help make some of those?
Yes.
So, okay, now, 1st grade, you're getting homework. Have you been really good about coming home right from school and getting your homework done?
Sometimes, sometimes not.
Well, we'll be checking on that in the big book. But now, at home, do you have to do some things and help around the house?
Yes.
What are you supposed to help and do?
Like clean up my room, clean up the bathroom, everything.
Do you have to cook and wash windows?
No.
I don't know, Santa. You could use her in the North Pole.
Well, we need our windows done. No.
So you have to pick up your toys, keep your bedroom nice and clean.
Yes.
Now, Riley, one of the jobs that Emma also has is she is the official room inspector. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Dum dum dum. That means on Christmas Eve, she'll take a sneak peek in your room.
It's true. Mm-hmm. That's my job.
So if it's not really nice and clean, you still have a couple weeks to work on that, right?
My room's already nice and clean, though.
Oh, right.
Good to hear.
Dad's saying otherwise, but okay. But well, that's good. I'm glad that you're trying to do that. And so when you're not working on your school things and taking lessons with a violin and gymnastics, what do you do when you're hanging out and having fun? What do you like to play?
Games.
What's your favorite game?
Checks.
Chess? Checks? Oh!
I've never played those before, but I meant sorry. That's what I meant.
Sounds like you might like that. So, have you had time? Is your tree up at home? Is the house decorated?
Not yet, but the tree is up.
Is your tree, is it bigger than our tree here in the Magic Radio Room?
Yes.
Is it?
What are the lights? Are they all different colors, or what are they?
They're white and red.
That sounds beautiful.
It does, Santa. You'll get to see that in just a couple weeks, right?
Oh, we're looking forward to it, yes.
Well, Riley, have you been practicing a special song for Santa and Emma?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you like to ask Emma for a special drum roll? Say drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please.
All right. Take it away, Riley.
Here you go.
Can we sing it all together, though?
Yeah. What are you going to sing? I'll sing it with you.
Oh, Emma will sing with you.
Away in a manger.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
You and Emma, here we go.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Oh my, what a beautiful duet you just sang, Riley and Emma.
Oh, that was so special. Emma, you two could definitely take it on the road.
We're going to do a duet.
That was beautiful, Riley. Thank you so much. I could tell you practiced that. Well, now your legs are shaking, you're dancing around on the floor. It's time to tell Santa, what are you hoping for Christmas this year?
My one front teeth to fall out.
Okay. You wanted to fall out?
Yeah.
This one.
Okay. Oh. Well, there are ways to fix that, and I'm sure that your dad can help.
Yeah, Emma, I don't think that's a request you and Santa can fill.
No.
Okay, well, let's get back to present-type wishes. Like, what kind of gifts are you hoping for?
A new skating mini, because my other one's broke.
Okay.
And are there any special dolls, or...?
I'm hoping I can get...
You need any clothes and accessories and things like that for your dolls?
I need, like, more baby dolls.
What, honey?
More baby dolls.
Oh, more baby dolls, Emma?
Okay.
And surprises?
Yes.
Well, my goodness, Wiley. Let's take a look in Santa Claus's great big book here. Oh, there it is, Emma.
Ah, there
Riley,
it is.
Right there.
Okay, there's Riley. It says she's doing well, working hard on her schoolwork. That's really, really good. But it says here that you could improve on concentrating when you to get things done, like getting ready for school. So concentrate when you're trying to get ready to for school. Maybe make a list or put your clothes out before you go to sleep. Maybe that'll help. Can you do that?
I've been doing that.
All right. Good job. You keep working hard at it, okay, Riley?
Okay.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at the workbench here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Riley has a lot of surprises here. And look over here. Isn't that cute? And over here, oh, my goodness. How about some doll outfits? Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Riley a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Riley. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Emma.
Merry
Merry Christmas, Riley.
Oh, it was so nice to have you here, sweetheart. I hope you have a very, very Merry Christmas. Well, Santa Claus and Emma, when we return, we'll be talking with Mr. James Groff. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why is that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group, and with my purchase, I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer service at Silver Moon Furniture Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
Boys and girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is James Groff. Welcome, James.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you, you little cowboy? Love those boots.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Well, you want to say hi to say, hey, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Well, hi there, partner.
Howdy, partner.
And Merry Christmas to you and your horse.
Did you bring a horse? Did you come here on an actual horse?
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
I only went in a car with Mommy.
Okay.
I didn't see a horse in the parking lot, so I was wondering. Although that would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
I thought it might be a Mustang. Oh,
Santa. That'd be cool, too. Well, hey, say, hey, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, James.
Say, how are you, Emma?
How are you, Emma?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good.
Well, James, tell us, how old are you?
I'm 5.
5 years old. Whoa, Emma. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
So, are you in kindergarten?
No.
Do you get to go to preschool?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Mom says you do, so I'm thinking we'll go with Mom's answer.
Yeah. So,
hey, before we start talking and we forget, is there anybody special you want to say hello to on the Magic Radio? Anybody listening? How's your pappy? Is he listening?
Say hi, pappy.
Yes.
Say hi, pappy.
Hi, pappy.
Oh, my goodness, and Merry Christmas, pappy. Merry Christmas.
Has pappy been good this year? And who else is here with you tonight?
Mommy and Nana.
And how have Mommy and Nana been?
Good.
Good?
Good answer.
And I have Eliza Jean.
And your little sister's here.
What's your sister?
You want to say hi to Santa?
Can you say hi?
Hi, Santa.
Well, my goodness. Hello, Eliza.
Hello, Eliza.
And Santa, she said that with her little binky in her mouth. Oh, that was so cute on the cute meter. How old is she?
2.
She's 2?
Yep.
Oh, so James, you're the big brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that a lot of work?
Yes.
You have to make sure she doesn't get into things she shouldn't. She shouldn't get hurt. And I bet she likes to play and hang out with you.
Yes.
So who will be the first one awake in your house on Christmas Eve? Is it going to be you or your sister?
Both.
Both of you?
I have a feeling you'll get up bright and early, right?
Uh-huh.
So tell Santa Claus, how is this preschool you go to? Do you have lots of fun when you're there?
Uh-huh.
What do you get to do? Tell us, what's it like?
I get to do papers, and at the school, after school, I get to do Play-Doh and slime, and I get to do papers, and I get to do playing, and I get to do games, and I get to play with friends, and they always
do paper, and I always do something when I'm always doing my calendar, so I know how they go in preschool.
Oh my goodness, James, you are a busy fella. Oh.
I don't know how he gets all that done, Santa, in a day of preschool.
Ooh, and all those papers, too.
I'll tell you what, I wish I could get to go to preschool. Doesn't that sound like fun, Emma?
That sounds like a very, very advanced itinerary. There's lots going on.
Wow.
And, you know, playing, always used to love playing with Play-Doh, plus add some slime.
That sounds like a mess.
It's blue slime.
Blue slime, Emma.
Blue slime.
Is there purple slime? I love purple, too. I love blue.
There's all, even there's more in just blue slime. There's Play-Doh.
I love Play-Doh.
Oh, me too. And Play-Doh comes in lots of colors, right?
Uh-huh. And Miss Deb has stuff for you to make stuff out of.
Whoa, that sounds like so much fun.
Yes.
So your teacher's name is?
Miss Vicky.
Miss Vicky.
Merry Christmas, Miss Vicky, and
Carol at my school.
Carol,
Merry Christmas.
They sound like really fun teachers. That sounds like it's a great time.
Yes.
Did they decorate? Did they put up some Christmas decorations in your classroom?
Not yet, but they only put up the decorations on the doors.
On the doors?
Uh-huh.
Well, how about at your house, James? Did you decorate yet?
Yes.
Tell us about it. What do you have ready?
My Christmas tree and my star and my polka dot red, my polka dot colors.
That sounds beautiful, doesn't it, Santa?
And I'll tell you what else the colors on it can change. And the colors on it can turn yellow. They can turn actually just white and black. And the star can turn only white and rainbow. And the Christmas tree can turn rainbow and white color and black.
Whoa, my. What a busy bunch of colors.
That is. Boy, Santa, I could have left and had dinner. That was awesome. Mom, you got to tell me what vitamins he takes. I want some of James's vitamins. Wow, that sounds absolutely beautiful. And I bet, do you have your own Christmas stocking? And does your sister with your names on it?
No.
Not names, but you have a Christmas stocking, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, are you trying to leave, James? You got to stay here by me to talk to Santa, because I think you have some special stuff to tell him yet. Like, are you going to sing a song for us tonight?
Yes.
Would you like to ask our super-duper Emma Elf to give you a drum roll?
Guess what song I'm going to sing? I'm going to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, my goodness, Rudolph, come in here and be calm now.
He's right there listening, James. He's at the window right in the North Pole with Santa and Emma. Are y'all set? Y'all set? Ready to go?
Yes.
One, two, three. Rudolph
the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would ever say it glows. All of the other reindeers with lovely names. And after poor Rudolph and any reindeer games, then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph was your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? And all the reindeer loved him. Put it out with me.
Rudolph
the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You'll go down in a story.
Woo!
Yay! Round of applause.
Fine job. Oh, my goodness. Rudolph, off the ceiling, doggone it. Miss Annie came right in through the window and danced to the ceiling.
Did you hear that? She's just right in there, right in the room with Santa Claus. You made Rudolph so happy. Say hi, Rudolph.
Hi, Rudolph.
He said hello and blinked his lights.
James, while he's there, why don't you tell Rudolph, will you leave him anything special to eat?
Carrots and cookies. Cookies for you and carrots for your reindeer.
Rudolph is happy and so is old Santa Claus.
What's your favorite cookie, James?
Chocolate chip?
All of them.
All of them.
Good answer.
Good answer.
That might be the cookies instead of the vitamins. I don't know.
What would James like for Christmas? Should we go on his list?
Yeah, hang on, Emma. We're trying to get him back over here. We got a little excited thinking about all these cookies. Okay, James, the big moment. Now I think we need the drum roll. You get to tell Santa, what are you hoping for Christmas?
I'm hoping for... monster trucks and clothes and
dress and clothes, okay.
And I want
surprises.
And I want train track games, and I want cars on race car roads, and then a racetrack with race cars.
Well, my goodness!
I'll bet we can find some surprises too, James.
Oh, listen, Santa's gonna check the big book.
Oh, let's take a look in the big book here, Emma, and find James. Oh my goodness, there he is!
Yep, there he is. It says here that James is doing well in preschool, and he's getting lots of happy faces on his daily reports. That's wonderful. Now, it says here, though, James, you could improve by being nicer to your sister, Eliza. Can you be nicer to your sister?
Yes.
All right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Let's take a look on the workbench here and see if we can find anything for James. Oh, my goodness. Here's the pile of surprises. And, oh, Emma, look over here. He'll love this. And, oh, my goodness, I think we're going to bring him a monster truck.
Wow!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give James a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, James. Merry Christmas.
Okay, and that was a Merry Christmas there, Santa and Emma.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, James, thank you for that. All right, Santa Claus, we come back. We'll be talking with Bo. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it, to make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals. Families spend quality time together, and we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you are committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our four branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is Mr. Bo. Hi, Bo.
Say hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Oh, my goodness. Bo, oh, my goodness. Look at here. He's 4 years old.
Wow.
Say hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Bo. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Say, how are you?
How are you?
I'm wonderful, Bo.
They're so happy to hear your voice. Did you hear that? Santa knew you're 4 years old.
Oh, of course. Oh, my goodness. Emma lets me know all of these things.
Don't you worry, Bo. I've got your back.
And we learned that from Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph tells us everything.
So, Ralph the elf is at your house, Bo.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is he a nice, is he fun?
Yeah.
Where, did you see him today?
Yeah.
What was he doing? Can you remember?
He flew up in the air.
He flew up in the air, Santa Claus.
Flew up in the air?
That's silly, Ralph. He sounds like a silly elf.
He's fun, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it nice having the elf at your house?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I bet. So, Bo, do you get to go to preschool?
Yeah.
You do.
Do you like going to preschool? Tell me about that.
Is it fun?
Yeah. Vroom.
Oh. Vroom. Oh. We get what's that?
Vroom. Ow.
It's a little move he learned in preschool, Santa.
Oh, my goodness. I would love to see that.
I'm sure Ralph can show you when he comes back to the North Pole.
We'll certainly ask him.
So, Bo, is it going to be hard for you to fall asleep on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Is it?
I kind of thought so. And is Riley, does she wake you up on Christmas morning?
Yeah.
I figured she does. Your sister's silly, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a good big sister, though, right? She takes good care of you, and do you play?
Yeah.
What do you like to play? Let me guess. I take it by the room. Do you like cars and trucks?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to cars, yeah, to trucks.
How about tractors?
Santa wants to know, do you like tractors?
Yeah.
I think that's a yes, a definite yes, Santa Claus.
Old Santa Claus loves tractors, too.
Well, Santa and Emma, I think we're going to give Bo a little time here to think about his list and get a song ready. How about we take a little break and we'll come right back? Does that sound good?
Sure, we can do that. That's no problem.
Okay. Well, you're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle. Give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely please, and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab your family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason. With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd. Closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at graciesflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa, and we're still chatting with Mr. Bo. So, Bo, we're talking about your favorite Christmas movies. Tell Santa, what's your all-time favorite?
My buddies. Santa buddies.
Santa buddies. Oh, Santa buddies with the puppies!
Oh!
See, Emma knows that one.
Of course I do!
Oh, and they are such neat little puppies.
And they save Christmas!
I have to... You know what, Emma? I've never seen that one. I have to watch that one.
Oh, my goodness. There's puppies. Do you need any other reason?
That's right. That's right. That sounds like a great movie. So, are you excited? Is your tree... The tree's all ready?
Yeah.
Is it really pretty?
Yeah.
Tell me about the color. All different colors and... Red!
Yeah! Say, Santa, is that your favorite color?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I can tell you it's my favorite color. Every outfit that I have is red.
You know that, right? Santa always wears red.
Even a red bathing suit when we vacation in Hawaii.
Woohoo! Had to do that, Santa. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Seeing Santa in a grass skirt and a coconut bra. I have images. I have images in my head now. Oh, no.
I'd put them away if I were you, Emma.
Santa, if my niece Jamie is still listening, that's going to make her giggle.
Santa hula dancing.
Yeah, Santa hula dancing. I love
that's
it.
That's what's stuck there now.
I'm sorry, Emma. What was that?
See, that's what's stuck in my head now.
I know. You're not going to get that out. You're going to have to shake your head really hard.
Visions of hula Santa dance in my head.
So, Bo, let's see. You and your sister on Christmas Eve, are you going to help put out all the snacks and all the good stuff for Santa?
Yeah.
You are?
What do you... Hey, do you draw pictures at preschool?
Yeah.
You know what you should do?
Can you draw a special Christmas picture for Santa?
Yeah.
Say, Santa, where will you put it?
Well, my goodness, we are going to be putting those pictures up on the great big refrigerator. We have to feed a lot of elves.
It's a very, very big fridge.
So when we take a magnet and we look at the picture and we applaud and then put it up on the refrigerator until next year.
Wow, did you hear that?
Everybody's got their own spot on Santa's refrigerator.
Your picture will be all the way in the North Pole, Bob.
That's awesome.
And Santa will think about it all the time when he and think about you when he looks at the picture. So you're going to work on a picture for Santa?
I want.
Oh, I think we're going into the I want. Well, do you want to give Santa your list and then we'll sing a song, okay? So should we say, Emma, drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please.
Take it away, Boo!
So, Boo, what do you want for Christmas this year?
Oh,
we're sorry, Emma. Our magic radio room's a little crazy. There's some wind in here. Did you hear that?
I did. Everything okay?
Yep, it's okay. I think our magic radio is a little too high. Okay, we're back to Bo's list. Okay, now's the magical moment. Tell Santa what you're hoping for.
I want books.
Books? Okay. Any special cars or trucks or?
Cars, trucks.
Cars and trucks?
And movies.
Well, movies. My goodness.
That's a good list, Santa.
All right.
Okay, let's take a look in Santa Claus's great big book here and see what it says about Bo. Oh, my goodness, there he is.
Yeah, it says here that he's doing well and being loving toward others, and he's good at sharing his toys. That's really good. It says here, Bo, you could improve on not getting so upset when you're told no. Uh-oh. Can you work on not getting so upset? Because when someone tells you no, it's important,
yes.
Okay? All right, he's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, now let's take a look at the workbench. Oh, my goodness, over here look at this. Bo is going to be so happy with this and this pile of surprises, and I think we're going to give him a truck to put together. Oh.
Woohoo!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Bo a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Bo. Whoa! Merry Christmas.
Tell Santa Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bo.
Merry Christmas, Bo. I hope you have a wonderful holiday, you and your family. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, Bobby has decided he's not feeling up to par and talking to you tonight, but maybe we can talk about his list really quick.
Sure.
Okay, sounds good, and then we'll be chatting with Brogan Gill. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
Tradition that dates back
back over 100 years. Fisher's Basta Pierogies has been supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like mom and grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Basta Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic, and parsley mashed. And that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding. Satisfy that hunger with tasty Philly and Simmons Grove. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with their school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. Enjoy an ice cold Pepsi too at Tasty Philly, South Water Street and Simmons Grove. Open Wednesday and Thursday 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday 11 to 8, and Sunday noon till 7. Find them on Facebook too.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. Hey, Santa Claus, guess what? Bobby decided to say hello.
Hello, Santa Claus.
Well, hello there, Bobby, and Merry Christmas.
Hi, Bobby.
You want to say hi to Emma?
Here, I'll hold this, and you say hi to Emma. You can help me hold it. You can help me hold it.
I want
to
hold it.
Okay.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Well, we're so glad you decided to talk to us. Do you want to tell Santa and Emma? Emma gets to write down everything that you want for Christmas. Would you like to tell her what you want for Christmas?
I want a rescue bot that can transform. It's a police one.
The police one?
There's a lot of rescue bots that are friends. And there's two new rescue bots.
Two? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's...
There's three that can take people to jail.
Oh, okay. Okay, Emma, did you get that?
Yep, I did.
Okay. And is there anything else on your list?
A transformer.
A transformer? Okay. Have you been a good listener? You picking up your toys?
But my mom's toys are down in the basement.
Santa just wants to know that you're working on picking up your toys. Did you want to try to sing Jingle Bells with me for
home,
Santa?
I will.
What, you heard that, Santa?
Oh, I did.
But that's okay, because guess what? You have a couple weeks till Christmas, right, Santa Claus?
Oh, my goodness. Lots of time, Bobby.
Do you want to say Merry Christmas to Santa?
I have two playrooms. One for Zeus, and I have a... There's Zeus Bites. Really bites, for real.
What's Zeus? A dog. Tell Emma, say, don't worry.
Don't worry. He will. He's going to grow up.
Oh, he's going to grow up, Emma, so don't worry about that. Well, is it time? I think Emma and...
He already grown up.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so he'll be nice to the elves.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my mom, he doesn't be nice to anyone. Okay. If they come to my house.
Okay, well, we don't want to scare Emma, so how about we let Santa take a look in the big book, okay?
He's a black dog.
Oh, my goodness, maybe we can bring a surprise for the big black dog, too. But
I'll bring some treats in my pocket.
Let's take a look in the big book here, Emma, and see about Bobby.
All right, it says here that Bobby is doing well and listening in school. That's really good. But he could improve on using nicer words when he gets upset. So if you can work on that, Bobby?
Yeah.
Use nice words when you get upset, okay? Take a deep breath.
Say, I promise.
I promise.
All right, he's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Oh, goodness. Ooh, here's the workbench. Oh, Bobby, 4 years old, and here are so many surprises. I'll bet the pile is bigger than Bobby. And we're going to bring him magnetic building toys.
Woo-hoo!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Bobby a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Bobby. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Bobby. Well, Santa Claus, with me now is Brogan Gill. Hi, Brogan.
Say hi.
How are you?
Say hi.
Well, now, wait. Shaking your head, does that mean not good or are you good? Uh-oh. Wait a second, Santa. We got to see if there's like a giggle switch here or something.
Wait. Check the back.
I'm checking the back.
Check the back. Okay. Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again?
I think we activated it, Emma.
Okay, did you try booping the nose?
Yep. Wait, but he ran away, Emma.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I think maybe Dad might have to help us out with his wish list. Does anybody know his wish list? Brogan, you want...
Maybe we should just bring him pool.
I heard the C word.
I heard that too, Emma.
Wait,
are you going to help us and tell Santa? Okay, Santa, you're actually... We're getting some help here. So what do you think Brogan wants for Christmas?
Train.
Choo-choo train.
Awesome.
And any other, like, cars or trucks?
Rescue bot.
A rescue bot. You got that, Emma?
I do.
Okay. And does he like surprises?
Everybody loves surprises, right, Brogan?
I think, Santa, that's a yes, I think, on the surprises. So let's check the big book, and then I think the boys and girls can sing a song. Maybe we could lure Brogan back in, okay?
All right. So he's not there, but we'll check the book for him anyway, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Let's take a look at this great big book and see what Ralph tells us about Brogan.
All right. It says here that Brogan is doing well helping Mommy and Daddy at home, but he can improve by listening at school and keeping his sticks. So I guess his teacher gives a stick every day with telling him whether he's a good boy or a bad boy today. Is that how that works?
I think so, Emma.
Like how his day was, he gets a stick?
I think that's how it works.
See, I thought so. So make sure that you keep your sticks, okay, Brogan? Can you hear me?
I'll relay the message, Emma.
Okay. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness. Let's take a look at the workbench here. Oh, Brogan. Oh, look at this. 4 years old. And we have, surprises over here. Surprises over there. And a tiny pile of surprises over here. And let's bring him an arts and crafts fun set. Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Brogan a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Brogan. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Brogan. Merry Christmas, Miss Anne. Merry Christmas, boys and girls.
Thank you, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas to you. And Emma, how about we sing a little Jingle Bells on your way out, okay?
That sounds good.
Okay. Jingle
bells, jingle bells, all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yay! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, boys and girls, Miss Anne, and everybody.
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Tune in each weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.